The Bush administration is considering restrictions on AIDS programs that also provide abortion-related services. The new policy would extend what is called the Mexico City policy on abortion to the president's new global AIDS initiative. In practical terms, it would prevent health organizations helping women with HIV from mentioning abortion as an option, even in countries where abortion is legal. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Under the Mexico City policy, which critics call the gag rule, U.S. funding is denied to any organization that provides abortions, abortion counseling, or works to get abortion laws relaxed. That policy came up between members of the administration and Republicans on the Hill today in discussions over the president's emergency AIDS package. Some administration officials have recommended extending the abortion rule to organizations that do HIV and AIDS work overseas. Jody Jacobson is the executive director of the Center for Health and Gender Equity, one of 130 groups that wrote to the president urging him not to expand the restrictions.
To me, in this day and age, there is no distinction anymore between what's family planning and what's HIV because it's all about heterosexual sex. And you get pregnant and you get infected from sexual intercourse. So women who are accessing contraception are at risk of HIV infection, and women who are HIV infected may still be sexually active and in need of pregnancy prevention.
In the past, at the urging of anti-abortion groups, the administration has tried to get the terms reproductive health services, safer sex, and condoms removed from international guidelines and websites. One of these is the Family Research Council. Connie Mack is their executive director for government affairs.
The abortion is the taking of a life that we object to, but we also don't want to see more failed condom distribution programs being the key or the center for solving a very, very serious problem.
There is currently a debate within the administration over whether to make funding restrictions as severe for AIDS workers as they are for family planning groups, whether to perhaps allow them to receive assistance if abortion-related activities are funded separately and kept apart from other services. But this approach would not satisfy Mackey, who believes that abstinence only is the best approach.
I think one could take a serious look at the Uganda experience and see that so much was put into the education of the population. That would include the men who put these women in these horrific positions. The hospitals and the faith-based groups that are on the ground and others should take from the Uganda experience all the success that it offered and move forward on it.
Jody Jacobson with the Center for Health and Gender Equity says even keeping accounts separate would not eliminate the problems the policy would cause for groups that in many places are the only available health services.
We're talking about places where it's not like, you know, the money is available to set up a clinic here and a clinic there. We're talking about places where access to health care itself is an urgent situation.
It is not known how the administration will go about extending the Mexico City policy by executive order or in legislation to authorize the $15 billion five-year AIDS initiative. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.